And one day, Yitzchak Hashem, as he finished learning Rashi, the Ramban, the Rakhaim, excellent, thank you very much. And perhaps you will have, Yitzchak Hashem, the Barach, recourse to learning the Nitziv al HaTorah. The Nitziv is Akdama, the Savior Gracious. And you have something, maybe it would be Kedah, even to Xerox this, is that possible?
It's possible.
The office open, probably it's not. You have to pull out the keys out of your pocket. Yeah, just page. You make, I don't know, how many people? 15, 20? 20 people, make 20 copies. Okay, so I'll just mention what the issue is. The issue I want to talk about, and I xeroxed a number of Rambans, but I just want to get out of it. One of the things that I constantly speak about, especially in my shul, I speak to my Baal Batim, you'll hear about it. And I also speak about the yeshiva. I'm very into being normal. To me, normalcy, or what I might call balance, trying to be balanced, trying to be moderate, trying to essentially, when you examine an issue, to examine both sides of the issue, and whatever conclusion you come to, it should be obviously thought out after reflection, after contemplation, after examining all the different elements, all the studying. I'm not in favor of kitzoniyut. I'm not in favor of extremism. I'm very opposed to it. One of the things that I probably was most frightened about when I met Aliyah was exactly that, that I would encounter in this country kitzoniyut. I would encounter extremism. Of course, everyone here thinks they're balanced and moderate, but there is a fair amount of extremism. It really depends where you come from and what your, shall we say, opening position is. Some people come from the left, so obviously they move a bit to the right. Some people come all the way from the right, move to the left. Whatever the case is, when I say balance, I'm talking about what Chazal and what the Torah actually calls Yashus. Yashus means doing things that are straight, not crooked, not perverse, not, shall we say, off the Derech HaMelech. The Pasuk says in Geheles, V'elokim asa es ha'adam yashar. Hashem created people yashar. They were created straight. But the problem is that we have all kinds of negiyot that influence us. Whether it's money, which is a major negiya, whether it's politics, another negiya, whether it's covet, whether it's ego, whether it's, it can be a million and one things that influence a person's decision. And of course, the person thinks that I made the decision, obviously, glatt. The decision was made. There's no more glatt person than I am. Glatt means chalak. I think straight. Everything I do is straight. Nothing is crooked. Nothing is perverse. But we don't realize we have plenty of negiyot, and very often we don't think b'tzuraim shara. And the pasuk says, "Elohim asat adam yashar." Hashem created us yashar. The problem is, v'hem b'bikshu chishmonot rabim. Sefer Bereishit, as thank you very much, Yossi. Thank you. Sefer Bereishit is called by Chazal. And the Nitziv has this in his Akdama. It's called Sefer HaYashar. Pasuk in Yeshua. Pasuk says in Yeshua, Haloi Tuba Sefer HaYashar. Why is it called Sefer HaYashar? So right away, if you have a Nitziv, which you hopefully will get in a moment, the Nitziv quotes this Gemara in his Akdama. I want to read part of the Nitziv, and then from there I'm going to, obviously, since it's Shir Ramban, I will then show you, I can show you many, many Rambans. I'm just going to show you two in this parasha and maybe two or three others that illustrate this idea. The Ramban, the Nitziv writes in Akdam over here. Do you have it in front of you? Everyone have it?
No.
Zeh HaSefer HaNikra Sefer Bereishis. This Sefer, which is called Sefer Bereishis, Nikra V'fi HaNaviim Sefer HaYashar. By the way, who wrote the Sefer? Well, the Rishonim called Sefer HaYashar. Rabbi Natan. The famous Sefer, old Rabbi Sefer HaYashar, as I call it. And he calls it Zevi Sefer HaYashar. But anyway, I call it Sefer HaYashar, Rabbi Natan. You also like to call it Sefer HaYashar. That's fine. But that's the Sefer, one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Natan. There's been a Chiddush Rabbi Natan there. Says in the Tziv, this Sefer is called Sefer HaYashar. Kedisim Masach Zavar Eskachavim.
Is that Avodah
Zarah?
Why does he call it Avodah Zarah?
Why is it found in Avodah Zarah?
No, why does he call it Avodah Zarah? I mean, I know it's the same thing, but...
Oh.
Whatever.
Al Shnei Mikro B'Sever Yoshua, he quotes the passage of Yoshua in the Perek Yud. Halor Iksu B'Sever Yashar, B'Sever Shmuel Bet, Aleph Yudchet, V'Yom L'Lamed Ben Yehuda Keshet, Nektu B'Sever Yashar, Mufarsh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gemara says, Nam Rezara, Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it refer to? Zeh Sefer Avam Yisug Yaakov. We should underline that sentence. Sheniku Yishori. Shenema, who's the one who said this? Tamos Nafshi Moshe Sharon. Who wanted to die the death of the Yishorim?
Bilam.
That's really, of course, he didn't live much of a life of Yashrut, but certainly he wanted to die the life of the Yishorim. The Netziv asked the Yesh Lohavid, Atam, Lomakor, Bilam, Asapasin, Mishem, Yishorim, Yichud. Why are they called Yishorim? Abba Mitzu Yaakov. Lo Tzadikim, Chsidim, Magadom, and the Silim were Tzadikim and Chassidim as well. And yet they called Yishorim. Why? The Gam Lomakor, Mechun, and Zerasin, Yichud, Bikinu Yishorim. Why not do this Sefer? Called Yishorim. Ubilim is Bala Atzma, Sheyach Risa, Kamabali Zeakino. That's what Bilim wanted to die. Like the Yisharim. Bila Inyan, says the Netziv, did his brother Bishira Sazino, Al Apostle Gatsur, told him Paolo, the beginning of Azino, Hashem is described as Tzadik V'Yosharu. The Shevach Yosha, this particular appellation, says the Netziv, Nema V'Hastik Din HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lum Ba'Yishen. In order to justify, to legitimize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Psak. Why? Shoyador Ikeshu B'Tal Tol. There was a crooked, perverse generation. Pirashna, we explained, Shoyu Tzadikim V'Chassidim Amal in Torah. They learned Torah, they were Tzadikim, they were Chassidim. However, here's the critical line. Lo Hayu Yisharim Balichot Olama. What does that mean? They weren't straight. The way they interacted with other human beings. Al Kem Nesin Adchidim Shebelibim Zeh Zeh Choshtu Retz Misharom Shinog Shol B'Daitam B'Yiras Hashem. Anyone who didn't act the way they did, they thought that he's a Tzduki Nabikaris. Of course, I'm the only Tzadik in the world. I'm the only chassid in the world. I'm the only true Ovid Hashem in the world. Everyone else, off the derech. And that's what they thought. Uba yidezel l'shvich adamim, and as a result, it led to murder. B'derech afloga, v'lechol harosh sheba'olam ha'shechar rabayit. V'yalzeh ha'yotzid kadin. That's why, in effect, it was necessary to justify that which Hashem did, then destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'akodesh Baruch Yosheru, Hashem is straight. They must so build tzaddikim kayu. We can't stomach these kind of tzaddikim. Ela v'ofen sholchem v'derech ha'yashar, gam v'alichot v'olam. Lo v'akmimut, only people who are straight, honest. Avagashu l'shem shamayim, because everyone's l'shem shamayim. Sometimes even people who steal l'shem shamayim. Everyone does everything l'shem shamayim. Is anyone in this room doesn't do anything l'shem shamayim? Chas v'shol. I met a Rosh Hashiva once. He stole Ksavim of the Briskolov. He went into his house, and there was a moment the Briskolov wasn't there. There was some lying on the table, Chidushim of the Briskolov. He quickly pilfered them, stole them, and ran out. And they said the Briskolov cursed him, and he was never Zochet to have children because of it. So they asked him, how could you steal Ksavim of your own castle? So he said, it's a Tesepta Balkan. It says, yes, L'Shem Shamayim is Mutav. So he found a Tesepta to justify his behavior. Obviously, we don't pass the halacha. That's acceptable. Anyway, the Netziv continues. V'zeh Yashem Acholavon. This was their great Shilavashi. Tzadikim Chassidim Vav Yashem Vav Hayotem Shari. All the Yerusharim. They were Yashar. How are they Yashar? Says the Netziv. Haynu Sheitnagu Umot Haolam. Afilu Ovid Yalidu Mechuarim. Even with non-Jews who are idolaters, who are Mechuar. What does Mechuar mean? Repulsive idolaters. How do they act with them? Properly. They were concerned about the welfare of all human beings, including non-Jews. Avraham Avinu intervenes with Hashem in this week's parasha on behalf of Sodom. Sodom was essentially a group of, how shall I describe them? Skullduggers, first class. People who basically belong in the land of Balderdash. They were first class, involved in any kind of skullduggery imaginable. Thank you. Good description. Abu Avshay has son Yosam, yes, Malcolm Taklasina Abu Rishos, of course he hated their rishos. Timbu and Mamar and Mastom, we come from Chavizikyum, and still wanted Hashem somehow to preserve them. Uber Rabbi, many Shabbat Pashta Vayeri, Isa Azesha, Makalish Mokhle Abu Rabino, Ab the Tzedek, the Tisna Rasha, Ab the Lazi is Biosa, he tried to somehow find Tzedek in my created beings. Nine of Mamish Abba Mongoy, next line, he was the father, he was the father of mankind. Shabbat Gavshin Abed Holech and Meshorim, Mikolkom, Shocher, Shlomo, Batongo. Even though his son does not walk properly, but still the father is concerned about his welfare. Unbelievable. Yitzhak was easily reconciled, even those who hated him. After what they had done to him, they treated him as some sort of a rogue, and they again tried to do things that were not obviously proper. And yet he somehow was reconciled. The Yaakov Avinu Amishayit of Karol Alavan, the other maltreated Yaakov Avinu, Shiyada Shabikin Shalakul Lule Hashem, the Kovim Gam Dibrim Advarim Rakim, and Chazal even comment in the quotes here, Kap Nusan Shalavas Lama Salusan Shalbanim and Spaisim Amayer, the Chin Habi Lamanu, we learn a lot, the Alichot Ha'ovat the Acheretz. And also the Rabban, the Tzim says, that's why it's called Sefer HaYoshua. Primarily, in their dealings with non-Jews, they were Mekadoshim Shamayim. That's why it's called Sefer HaYoshua. And I want to talk about this particular quality. And I'll start with the Rabban. The first Rabban you have on your page. Rabban is found in Dvarim. Rabban comments. The Torah says, Yasiso HaYoshua Vato Ben Yashem. So the Rabban comments. Aderach Hapshad Yoru. Tishmu Mitzvah Hashem Ve'edosu Kukosov. Observe all the Mitzvah Hashem. Utechavi Basiyosov. And have in mind, Lassus Hato Vayosha Ve'enu Luvad. Have in mind to do that which is told the Yashar in his eyes. Ruman Yitav Loch, the Torah says over there, it will be good for you, Hatocha, that's a promise. Yomar, the Torah tells you, Kibasos Lato, Beinov, Yitav Loch, if you do that which is good in his eyes, it will be good for you. Ki Hashem Beitav Atovim, Vilay Shomu Kosa. Hashem likes those who, in effect, are doing good work, and those who are Yashar. And then he quotes, Vasein, Vasein, Medush Yofi, Chazal say, what does this refer to? Zub Shara of Mishra Sadin. You know, Shara means when you have a situation of two litigants who come to you and try to effect a what? A compromise. The Mishra Sadin. First, the Torah says, Tishma, who comes from the Yos of Hashem Tzibach, the Atta Yom, Agam, Hashem, Lot Tzibach, even that which Yosu commanded you to do, Tain Dai Chom, be careful, Lasa Satov, Ayosha Meinav, do that which is Tov and Yosha. Hashem loves that which is good and that which is yosher, that which is straight. Rabban says, "Vizel inyan gadol." This is a great, very significant request. L'pishei yevshar la'aski b'Torah kol hanhogot ta'adam yushena b'real. The Torah cannot possibly list every single scenario of interaction between the person and his neighbors. V'chol masao matano, and every business interaction that I have with somebody else, and the Torah tells me every single possible case or scenario that might come up and how I should behave. It's impossible. The Torah can't do that. Talk about thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of scenarios. B'tikuni ha'isho, how people should get along with each other. B'amdino kula, how states and nations get along with each other. The Torah cannot possibly define with precision millions of scenarios, and there's so many. I think Rabbi Reichman told me several years ago, there was a gentleman in his neighborhood that decided he wanted to expand his, shall we say, property. But the problem was that there was a gentleman next door, and he never could do so. So the gentleman next door one day went on vacation in the summer, went to the United States, 2 months. During that 2 month period, he simply went ahead and extended his property by building on the property of his neighbor, who of course is the United States. When the property owner who went to the United States came back 2 months later, he was shocked that on his property, I don't know exactly how much area he encroached on, whatever it was, it doesn't make a difference if it's 1 inch or if it's 6 feet or 6 meters. So he was shocked. He said, Mazeh, what's this? He said, well, I needed more room. I was in very tight circumstances. I don't recall the details. Yes, I'm sure he'll tell you. I need more area. My children, my family, I have a bigger, I have a grown family. You understand that? But why did you go ahead and decide to extend and go on my property line? That's called Geza. It's called Sasik Buriafo. I have a few lines over here that you violate on. Oh, I thought you wouldn't mind. I thought you would understand. Pivot point, how people behave. So the Rabban says there's no way the Torah could have described every single scenario that might come to the fore and how to react and how to. So what does the Torah do? So the Rabban, the Torah does a lot. The Torah gives you many, many scenarios to go. Don't say Lashon Hara. Don't say Lashon Hara. You undermine and you paint people in a very bad kind of way, and you basically besmirch their reputation, and you undo any good that a person can do sometimes by spreading all kinds of terrible, libelous, scandalous rumors about him. And said, Lo sikam, don't take revenge, and don't harbor grudges. Lo samad amayakam. If somebody is vachlam litzlan, let's say, God forbid, someone faint down the street, try to help them, run to help them. Lo tikal chemish, a person who is deaf and a mute, whatever, don't curse him, and somehow because he's down, and clearly someone you can take advantage of, you can easily pray on him. They say, Latokim, you see an elderly person, show respect for him. The Torah lists many, many specific situations, many specific scenarios that are designed to create a wholesome society. But the Torah can't list everything. So what does it say after that? The Torah sums it up. How does it sum it up? Sheyase atov ayashu b'chol dover. Yasisa ayashu b'chol. This is like a general kind of directive or general direction how we should behave. Whatever you do, think about it before you do it and make sure it's yashar b'tov, that it's glak, chalak, and tov good. B'chol dov, actually, kind of is the hapshara of the Mishur Sadim, and do my shizkir, did it by Metsa. I feel myself a pure kanoa, digu, nachas, and abrios. The way you speak to people nicely. Someone walks in the street, says hello to you, you don't just ignore them because you're angry, because you're upset, because you're frustrated, spin on them, or speculate on them, or do things like that. You respond to them, hello, etc. That's cool. Basisa, ayosha, vato. Actually, kind of believe in tam yosha. So the person is called Tam Yosha, who by the way is called the Tanakh, Tam Yosha B'Yirei Elokim, possibly the beginning of a very famous sefer, Eov, or some call him Job. Someone in my shul calls him Job. I don't know why he calls him Job. But anyway, that's how it's called. Job or Eov or Job, whatever you like it, is described as Ish Tam Yosha B'Yirei Elokim. That was the very beginning of sefer Eov. Probably started on Eov at one time, and I got to do it before he's talking, but certainly, well, the Ramban's a perish on Eov, but certainly the first passage of Eov, we all encountered. Is that not so? What is it over there? I'm not exactly into Eov these days. But Ishtar B'Yashar B'Yirei Elokim, what does it say? What's the passage say?
Ishtar B'Yashar B'Yirei Elokim B'Samira.
Well, B'Samira. So he certainly fulfilled this passage, Yasisa B'Yashar B'Yashar. So what is the Ramban saying here, basically? Ramban is saying, Hashem loves that which is Tov and Yashar. No, basically, what does the Torah want of us? It wants us, we should behave. How? The derech yishara, the derech adunah. We should behave properly. That is the ikar upon which the entire Torah rests. That's the omud of kol Torah kulu. And that's why the Gemara of the Zohar that began with this tziv indicates that's what Sefer Bereishit is all about. Sefer Bereishit is designed to teach us how to behave. Now, so let's now begin, and maybe I should mention, I couldn't quote everything, but first of all, let's see, I'll start with a Rashi before I get to the next Ramban. It's a Rashi in the beginning of Chumash, you probably remember it, in Bereishit. Rashi comments on the Pasuk, Nase Olam Kitzalmeinu Kitzalmeinu. Hashem said, Nase. You remember what Rashi says over there? Why does the Torah use Lashon Babi? Nase Olam.
Hashem consulted the Malachim.
Correct. So Rashi says, even though obviously they didn't help him in the creation process, but however, and here there's also a makom for minim, people who are bikursim, who say, oh, there's a multiplicity of gods. Says Rashi, the Torah still uses the language of Naseh. By the way, who made a change from Naseh to Esek because they were worried about this accusation?
Septuagint.
I'm sorry?
Septuagint.
Excellent. The Septuagint, as I call it. Namely, the Targum Hashim, the Gemara Megillah, it's also found elsewhere, Rishonim. That because they were worried about this problem when he went ahead, which king was that?
One of the Talmud, I think.
Excellent. When he put them in a room, a different room, 70 different rooms, and he had to translate the Torah to Greek, which was a black day in Jewish history, and this is one of the changes they made. Esther, remember you, one of the first Torah. Anyway, but Rashi indicates that no, the Torah says Nasa. Why? Rashi lost his ears. If I'm not mistaken, the Lamed Shah Peretz will be Nasa Nova. Rashi says over there, it comes to teach you, Derech Eretz Amida Sadov, Sheyei, Hagolol, Nidmach, Venotel, Roshut Hanakot. Is that what he says? Yes, Rashi says that. The Lametcha, Derech Eretz, comes to teach you proper conduct and humility, Sheyei Hagolol, that the greater one should consult from the last line. What is Rashi saying? He's saying this is called Yashrus, or you would say Haginut, that people should not, shall we say, be on a lofty perch, but they should take advice and consult with others. And that also requires sometimes, as Rashi says, a degree of anora, you have to have some humility. Because if you have no humility, you don't want to consult with anyone. Why do I have to consult with anybody else? I know everything. I am obviously the smartest man on earth. Why do I have to consult with anyone? And in general, it's a mistake not to consult with others. And so that's another example where Rashi called something which is essentially yashristic a thing to do. The thing which is hagun and yashar to do. I just want to give you another Ramban that you have over here. Ramban and Parshas Noach is a legal Ramban. Ramban comments in very well Pasukhov, the second Ramban of the page. Shnayim b'kol yibor elech elech elech. Remember Noach, when Hashem indicates that it says in the Pasuk there, Me'ha'ov l'mineyu, it's Paragvav Pasukhov. Me'ha'ov l'mineyu min ha'meyla l'mina, Shnayim b'kol yibor elech elech elech. Two of each what? Two of each should come into the table, and that's what should remain in the table. The Ramban explains here, what's the difference between the animals that are Tohar and the animals that are not Tohar? Why is it that animals that are not Tohar, the Torah says they came by themselves in twos into the ark, while those that are Tohar did not come by themselves into the ark, but the Gemara says, I mean the Pasuk says, only two, Mitoch HaShiva, you know, there's a distinction between Tohar and not Tohar. Those that are not Tohar, they came by themselves. Shnayim Shnayim Tov HaTeva. Those that were Tohar did not come by themselves to the table. Noah was commanded to go ahead and bring them into the table. He says, Ramban, why? Ramban says, Shnayim b'kol yivov elech al ha'chayos, hodiyu, the Torah tells us, ki mi'atzim yivov lefan of Shnayim Shnayim. They came on their own. And those that are not Tohar came on their own, in pairs. But the historical lots of us love the horror over here, we have to go right after them and trap them and catch them. Who you have been with Tay Rachel? Who the master Peter Shabon Zab and Kaver Zay of the Flolum? Achri Chay afterwards, the third line of Ramban, Sibo, Shikak will call him Ator Shiva Shiva. That he was told to take from the animals at Ator in sevens. Ve'el lo amashir bo elo. Should we kak also? He should take them. Why is there a distinction? I don't know if that ever bothered you. So Ramban knows everything. The Ramban is a trick. So the Ramban is, why is there a distinction? Says the Ramban, the following line. Unbelievable line of the Ramban. Why? Ki aboyim li notzel, l'chayos lehem zera aboyim aleya. Those that are going to what? Are going to be saved. And obviously, they're going to have children, they're going to procreate. Later on, they came by themselves. Aval aboyim l'akbim olos, for those that are going to be used for what? For a korban, which of course Noah grew up when? After he came. After the Mabul, correct, after he left the table, Logos and Shiro may ask me to what, you expected to go, shall we say, like, how shall we describe it?
Sheep to the slaughter?
Excellent. Exactly what I was looking for. Like sheep to the slaughter? Or just simply to go ahead, yes, Master, Salami Baloni, go ahead. So the Ramban, that would be absolutely crazy. Avalokam Noach, he had to take them. But this is unbelievable Ramban. In other words, we know that even a Baal Chai, even an animal, Hashem actually instinctively also imbues a Baal Chai with, shall we say, what kind of an instinct would you call it? An instinct that it should save itself. Just a human being has such an instinct. So too a Baal Chai also has such an instinct. Everywhere, very often you see suddenly, usually with cats you see, at least there's a certain amount of cats around here. There's a lot of dogs. But anyway, see with cats, suddenly I always try to avoid chas v'shalom running over a cat, running over a dog, God forbid, and kal v'chom, and Rosh HaKal v'chom, and not God forbid to injure any human being. I know it's like, you have to say it sometimes, darling, not everyone understands it. But some people tell me, cat, what difference does it make? Chas v'shalom, it's also created by Hashem Yisbarach. Al Chai, but often you see a car coming in the street, and all of a sudden you see a cat, suddenly, you know, darting out or darting away. Dog also the same thing. It's an instinct, the protective instinct. That's what they have to save themselves from any sakana. So Tzedek and Yosher, the Ramban says over here as well, is Mechaya, that only a Bal Chai who's going to, shall we say, live on for posterity, who's not being used as a carbon, he'll come himself into the table. However, those animals that were tovah, that were going to be nishan after the mabul, it's not pogum. It's not gashis. That such an animal should what? Come himself to the table in order to be nishan? Okay, it's true that maybe in the interim he'll live for another year or two before it's taken as a karma. Reach lichah Hashem. However, the fact of the matter is that it wouldn't be yashristik for this animal to go ahead and instead and walk on its own l'shita. You know what I'm reminded of when I saw this Rabban? Of course, the Gemara from Bamitzia. You probably remember the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rebbe, Avira Nasi, you recall the story? Correct. There was a calf that tried to hide under his skirt or toga, whatever he wore over there, and the calf was bleeding. Said David HaNasi to him, you can't hide under my skirt. You are destined, what was your function? L'shita. Your function is to be used by Rubashkins. Rubashkins wants you.
Declared bankruptcy.
What?
They declared bankruptcy.
Is that what happened now? Wow. That's the end of the... Now you have to come to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so you are headed for Rubashkins. He told that to the calf. I mean, not exactly, but that was the basic message. This is your topic. I'm not going to protect you. The Gemara says Avir Adasi had a toothache for 13 years. He was punished by Hashem Yisbarach. He had a toothache for 13 years. I, Bukhura, he's right. What do you mean? This calf is, I need a good steak on my table. And this calf will do it. Do the job. A nice gezunta, gishmaka, gishvoka a calf. The answer is, that may be so. It's not yashus. Lo hagun, this kind of behavior. Rabbi Lassi, the great Tana, the author of the Mishnah. When did the toothache go away, the Gemara says?
When he has seen, like...
A litter of cats. A litter of cats, where the maid, I think, was sweeping. Wanted to sweep away the litter of cats, and he stopped her. He said, "Racham al kol maaseh." Hashem has rachamim on all these great deeds. So the fact what the Rabban is saying here is that there is a certain kind of yashus that a person has to have. Let me give you another example before I get to the next Rabban. Rashi, famous Rashi in Chumash. I think Rashi is in by the Dor HaFloga. Rashi says in the pasuk, "Umishon hepitzam Hashem al kol aretz." Rashi has a famous kasha, which is well known, namely, why is the onus of the Dor HaMabul more chamur than the onus of the Dor HaFloga? It would seem that the Dor HaFloga, their crime was considerably more heinous. The enormity was much greater than that of the Dor HaMabul. Why? Who was their crime against the Dor HaFloga? Against Hashem.
Again.
They wanted to build, the way the Torah describes it, they wanted to build a city, Umidol Rosh HaShamayim and Asman Hashem, and the way the Chazal describe it, it seems to us rather fatuous. Rashi quotes it. They were going to literally build as high as they can, and what were they going to do there? And make supports for the heaven. All kinds of crazy things, and with swords.
What does that mean?
Attack Hashem, it doesn't mean anything. It's foolish. It's silly. It's absolutely fatuous, as I said. It's comical. But Rashi is the question, all Rishon is the kasha. And the Dor HaMabul, so their ownership is much more chum, even though, what were they guilty of? Basically, what was their chet, Dor HaMabul? Hamas! They belong to Hamas. They want to take over the whole state of Israel. Want us to give back the Golan, the Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv. The only exception they are willing to be Mavata and the Beit Shemesh. Anyway, trust me, they want that too. Anyway, Hamas, that was the chet. So why is Hamas more chomer? Hamas is Gezel. Why is that more chomer than what? Than people who are kofrim, people who are clearly waging war against Hashem Yisbarach. So what does Rashi answer? Rashi says, the guy exact lashon of Rashi, thank you, you have it right here. Jali on the spot. Says Rashi, the Chiezel Kasha, which one is more severe, Shadar HaMabul or Shadar HaFloga? Answers Rashi, Elu Bapashtu Yad Be'ikar. These people did not send forth a hand against that which is fundamental, reading the Oswald. Which means that they were not pushing Yad Be'ikar, namely the Dor HaMabul, the Elu, the Dor HaFloga, pushing Yad Be'ikar Lilachim Po. And yet we say the Elu Nishtefu, the Dor HaMabul was washed away. The Elu Lomnendu, the people who are kofrim were not obliterated. Answers Rashi. Shadra Babel had Gazlanim, they were robbers. Nice of Reva Manam, there was hostility between them, Lakachnev, that's why they were obliterated. They know the Dam Flogger, Hayunagim, Abba, the Achra, the Shalom Reyes. They're like Hassan the Kalam. They got along so beautifully. Love and friendship. Even though what was their interest? Their interest was to wage war against Hashem, says Rashi. Malamit Shasani and Machlokes, the Gadol Hashalom. Shalom is so great, and Machlokes is so terrible. So what did we see from this? It's unbelievable Rashi. Incredible Rashi. So the Ramban here tells you, look at Ramban Yud Gimel. That's Ramban on the page. What is Chamas? Kimal Haaretz Chamas is the Ramban. Chamas Hu HaGezel V'Yahoshem. Gezel refers to thievery. V'Nosan L'Noach Atam V'Chamas V'Yizke Hashem Sadera Ki HaChamas V'Achet HaYidua V'Vuchusa. Ramban says, the Chamas is that chen, which is well known. Rabbeinu Amru Sha'ol Mishchatim Zadinam. The Gzadin against the door, Hamabul was declared because of what Hamas? Because of, what is Hamas? Yes, well, says the Ramban, why? Look at the next five words. Ratam, Neshavu Mitzvah Muskelet. What does it mean, Mitzvah Muskelet? Based on saying, Ein lohem but sorech l'vavi l'hazir. You don't need a dovi to tell you that Gezel is an incredible scourge of society. Gezel can destroy little humanity. It's something which is secholdic. Mitzvah was gelis. The old friend Moshe Rav Hashemayim l'abrios. It's a terrible thing, not just l'abrios, it's a terrible Hashemayim. V'nei hodi alonu, hodi alonu hachachet, sh'olav bo'akeit, v'giyat zero. So the Rabban here is telling you there are certain things that are seicholdim, that are yashrusdim. Namely, all the mitzvahs that are mechadero. Are basically mitzvahs that the seichel is mechayim asalabi here. There's a famous Rabban Nisim, I don't know if you read it. You read Brachas Lesia. Rabban Nisim has Akdama, Masechet Brachas. I like to read all these things. So he writes in the Akdama to Masechet Brachas, it's on the first page. Rabban Nisim. He tells you that all the mitzvahs, means basically he writes even before Matan Torah, from the beginning of Bria Sa'ola, we were instructed to act the Yosher Uvaginut, things that come from Seichel HaYosher. From straight thinking. And that was not a question of Matan Torah. That existed before Matan Torah, says Amin Nisim. And the Ramban also, did I Xerox it or did I forget to? Here it is. Ramban at the bottom of the page. Vineda also. Ramban says about Sodom. What was the head of Sodom? I'll read the beginning. He says, Vineda also, if you remember, this is by the way another example I'll talk about in a few moments. Kavanosam. וחלוס הרגל מנהג דיר אבוסיינו כי חושב שבגוי טוב עשה עצו מגן השם יום השם רבים ואין לו יבוא עשי צלוק אבל לא בראש שם אמרנו בוא עליהם שבין כשם משוס או שקיבלו לכל אבו והכל זה מעין שזוס כבר נעשם שנאמה הנה זה היה אבון סדום החוסך גאון ציבה לכם ושם את השקל לא ילד מוסף יאללה נביא אבו החזיקו חוסף נכנס כאו the Rabbi says in Cheskel that why was Sodom actually given an indictment to be destroyed? Yad oni ve'emi lo erzika, because they had no concept of what? But those who sorchim, of tzedakah, giving to aniyim, those that are impoverished, those who are misfortunate. Umash yom ha-roi b'chatoim ha-shem ma'od, shoyim mach'isin u'mordin b'shalvasam u'be'inu yav yomin yom'an yav yomin u she'omar v'atikbena v'atasem to'em elu chonai v'asir esem kasher isi. Here it is. The Yaldas HaVosein. This is the part of it. We underline this. The Yaldas HaVosein, said the Ramban, how you went called Midos Ross, that all the terrible Midos in the world. Abu Nigmar Dinam. So why? What was the Gmar Din about? The Midas were rotten. They were perfect, terrible, rotten, horrific people, horrendous people. Correct? They overran all the mitzvahs of Noach and Mitzvah on them. But why was the Gmar Din? I'll also over for that sin. What does that mean? They didn't help Aniyim. They didn't help Yom. Yotidir, but also over Yosef Mikul. That was the cardinal sin that they committed. Not helping Aniyim, not helping Yom. The Gam, ki kol ha'ami mosin tzedaka l'ra'im yivadiyeh. Any nation worth its salt certainly helps those that are downtrodden and impoverished. By the way, the best example, take a look at the United States. I always use the Malchus Shel Chesed, the United States. They help millions and millions of people who are downtrodden and impoverished. Besides the whole welfare system that exists in the United States, there also are cancer societies, tuberculosis societies, heart foundations, and on and on and on. Stucco, Arinso. United States, Now, that's something which is what? Which is fundamental and basic to any human being. To help those that are downtrodden, those that are impoverished. And he writes, with the exception of whom? So, Lahoya b'chalagoyim kizdom l'achzoryu. There was no one like Zdom when it came to what? Cruelty. Being harsh. Achzoryu. And what does Rabban say here? Of course, he writes further that the Mishra of Zdom was a mile of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael cannot handle Torah vote. Eretz Yisrael. But what is Rabban saying, basically? That what is the chet? The chet is a person who violates something which is secholdic, which is so elementary, my dear Watson. Have we found that yet, or we have not?
I didn't look for it.
Don't waste your time. But something which is so basic and fundamental, and a person violates that, something which is seichel dictates, that is an avon narabeism. It's the most terrible thing in the world. And therefore, the Iker Zardin of the Dor HaMabul was basically, they violated mitzvah muskelet. Mitzvah muskelet, everyone knows, Pashim, it's part of my very human makeup. I see an oni, as someone who's downtrodden, or a misfortunate, hapless, hopeless kind of individual, my immediate instinct should be to help him. Try to assist him. That's something which is up in sale. And this is all part of Sefer HaYosha. Let me just mention another Ramban, which I didn't quote, but it's a Rakhachal. I assume you learned it. Ramban writes a Rakhachal. Why did Avraham Avinu, who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo Kodesh Shemitna, he fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given? That's what the Ramban quotes from the Chazal. How did he know Torah? Kloyot Novo, from his kidneys. Torah came flowing out. It flowed from his kidneys, whatever that means. Kloyot usually had the seed of Chochma in Mamre Shonim, Beis Medrash also. So why was he Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah? Why did he make Aliyah till Hashem told him, Ayom Hashem Elavam, Lech Lecha Liyartzecha, El Arz Asher Arecha? The Kash is yes, not only by Aliyah, but by Bris Milo. Bris Milo, the answer is quite simple. Why was he Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milo before it was given? If he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, Chazal say he was Hashem Shabbos, he learned Torah. So why was he Mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milo? So my Rebbe answered, that's all his answer.
What did he learn? What does that mean?
Okay, don't answer me that question. Whatever he learned, that's for another discussion. But why was he kind of into Bris Milo? Yeah? Excellent. Who said what you say? The Mizrahi. The Mizrahi said what you say. That Avraham Avinu, that which he was Mekayim, by the way, was in the gather of Eilam Tzuvavos. He wasn't obligated to do so. And the Gemara said, God of Tzuvavos, he was Eilam Tzuvavos. But that's not only by Bris Milo, it's by all mitzvahs. Why Dafka? I'm asking about Bris Milo specifically. I thought you were going to say what the Mizrahi said. But Leo Mizrahi gives a teretz by Bris Milo, because once he had he done it, he would have been together and in the Tzuvah Oseh. And then once he was obligated to do it, now he's in the Tzuvah Oseh, and he gets greater schar. That's what you meant probably. But the problem is he already can't do a Milo twice. It's pretty difficult to do a Milo a second time. Therefore, that's why. So you're saying what the Mizrahi said. I like a better answer, which is a more brisk answer, if you don't mind. There are two brisk answers. One is the Reis Halevi's answer, which I'll let you quote it, namely, correct. He said it takes two. A bris, what does a bris mean? Two people.
Covenant.
A covenant means two people, so it takes two to tango. They weren't, the second party wasn't there yet, correct? Of course, the brisk answer is even a different answer. This is the real brisk answer. This is the ultimate. The real brisk answer is based on the growing bumbus that the chaloshim orel is not chal till there's a tzibri Hashem. Till there's a tzibri Hashem to do a bris, there's no chaloshim orel. There's no chaloshim orel, so what's the point of doing a bris mila stamazeh? Is that a Hal Shem Orel?
The Shem
Orel. The Shem Orel. An Orel is supposed to have a bris. But when does the Shem Orel come to being, come to the fore? All things is a Tzibri Hashem to do a bris. That means there's an Orel, and that Orel has to be circumcised. That only comes in the Tzibri Hashem. What Tzibri Hashem? There's no Shem Orel. And the question is, when does the Shem Orel come? Probably doesn't come till 8 days. The Rav Yevamos talks about it. Okay, that's not my, it's just a cute little brisk answer. But anyway, you hear what I'm saying?
But it also says that by the Eved, it has, and Rashi explains it possible that for one, it could be get meal on the first day.
good. That's a kasha they ask on this. This needs attention. It's based on sugi nivam. Okay, but anyway, I'm only pointing out the again what the Ramban says that this is something which is seichel dik, which is fundamental. I want to mention now something else. Look at the bottom of the page. Otziyana esen aleichem. Another Ramban. This is a very famous Ramban. We have Lot. Yeah.
What about why you make Aliyah?
Why you make Aliyah? The answer is, I'm happy you raised that. I forgot about it. So the answer to that question is the following. It's based on the Ramban also. I can't quote all the Rambans.
What is the Ramban that Rosh Hashanah just quoted before?
With reference to?
To Ris Mila and all the other mitzvahs.
No. Ris Mila, the Ramban does not discuss. It's mentioned in Beis Halevi, it's Perish Al HaTorah, or actually in Mizrashis. It's also found in the Mizrahi,
the
Chumash. What? Oh, that's the Ramban in Chumash. Where is the Ramban? Probably in Todos, on the Pasuk of Ayishma Mishmarati Mitzvoset Utosai Mitzvorosai. And that Pasuk, take a look at that Pasuk. I suspect it's probably there. I don't know where else it is, but I haven't seen it in a while. But I was about to say the Ramban by Ris Mila is not discussed. By Aliyah, the Son, Ramban does discuss it. Ramban says, you know why he didn't make Aliyah? And he made Aliyah. People would have said, well, he abandoned his elderly parents. His father, Terah, was an older man. He went, decided to keep it away. Goodbye out the window. I'm going to go straight there. So I'm making Aliyah against the wishes of my parents. And that's why the Ramban says it. Based on the Medrash, based on Chazal. And means, what is Ramban saying? It's not simple. Whether you can do it al pi halacha, maybe you can. But it's not seichel dik. Go and abandon an elderly father. He's, by the way, shalom halacha. Can I make aliyah? My parents are against it. Like my sister, I have a lot of truths about this. I don't want to tell you what the answer is. You can figure it out yourself. He has a tshuva. Michael, you'll get a kick out of his tshuva. A kid in high school, that's a soleso, Rabbi Yosef. He asked him, yeah, he just wants to learn Torah. He doesn't want to go to secular studies. His parents want to go to secular studies. They want to get a profession. And he has to study some secular studies. No, which one is Dolche Wa? What does Rabbi Avadi prove? With his B'ki'ut, B'chol, B'chmani HaTorah? Talmud Torah is not B'ki'ut, Rabbi Avadi, B'chmani Charlie. You sit and learn, and that's the other. What do you say to that, Rob?
I don't know.
I'm happy you said that. I don't think it's so pushy, even though I find the Tanakh Kapur Bagla. I am like a little dust at the foot of his feet, I can be trod upon. But whatever the case is, Zelo Pashut Bechlam. And not everyone agrees with him. The Ramban is just speaking from a pure technical standpoint, technical halakhic standpoint. Okay, my point in this is, I want to get to the bottom here. You remember Lot? Lot, who obviously grew up in the company of Avraham Avinu, and Lot, who basically tried to emulate Avraham Avinu. Where do we see that? Avraham Avinu was busy running around in the beginning of Ayera, and yes, he was running around in Sodom, trying to do chesed with the Malach Shekam. Where do you think he picked this up? So Chazal said, you go into a bosen, you go into a perfumery. So he'll say that a long time, some of the fragrance remains with you. So Lo picked up some of the fragrance and asked Rabbi Avinu. But there's a big problem. He wasn't, shall we say, totally mushla in what he picked up from Avinu. You see that many rises, he went to Sodom and became the chief magistrate in the city of Sodom, but then that which is the most flagrant, blatant, and absolutely heinous act that was ever done, Lo, Malachim come to Sodom, and Lo is very big on the Sodom. So what does he say to them? Right away they're knocking the doors down, the people of Sodom, just banging on the doors to get in. And of course the Torah says, Hukupa Sanberim, they were blinded. Vayulun Tzu HaPasach, they couldn't find the door. That's what the Hashem Yisbarach did. But prior to that, what does Lot offer? He offers his daughters to the rapacious hordes of Sodom. I don't know how else to describe it. To those savages. What does he say? Do whatever you want with them. Have a field day with them. But with one thing, namely, don't touch my guests. They are my guests. My guests have to be protected at all costs. My daughters have a field day with them. Do you hear that? So the Ramban says on the bottom of the page. We took Shifra Shalish Azeh Bamle Gedusa, Shayatareach Mirej Al Hassanya, Shalom, the Hatzalah Sun, the Shabbat, the Tilkam Rasa. He was very concerned about his guests. His guests have to be protected at all costs. Mashiach. Fayis, I'm sure you're here. Behefker benosam? That he should somehow be Mephias somehow by being Mafkir, his daughters? Says the Ramban, he said, Kibrole. There were a few screws upstairs that were loose. Or more than a few. Shalahoya Indian Azima Benoshi Rachabena. The fact that his daughters would be Rachman and Tzlan would be wasted. That didn't bother him. But I also the Nosim Hamas Gadok Vidaito. He didn't think this was such a such an Abba. More important than attack my guests. The Kachal Rabbah said to Benoik, Shabbat Allah, other ways, Rats Mabinosa, the Alishta. Person usually is Mesa Nevesh for his daughters, for his children, for his family, for his wife. Yehari Gonera, either kill me, you try to kill them, you're going to kill me first. Is that Mesa Benesa, this other man, what does this guy do? He gives away his daughters in order to protect his guests. What is that a lack of? Yashus. Something was, I said, more than a few screws loose over here. Something was missing, Pasha. A lack of Seichel. A lack of Yashus. Okay, I didn't realize the time it is. Chaval. I can show you many other Rambans. What essentially am I trying to show you? That a person has to develop this Midah of the Midah of Yashus. Yashus in the way you behave towards your fellow man. Yashus in the way you behave towards your wife, towards your children, towards your Rabbein, towards Klal Yisrael. And this is something that doesn't happen. A person does not absorb this osmotically. Doesn't happen osmotically. You see, I told you a few times already, I took my children before I left Toronto. My children basically really grew up in Toronto, which is a beautiful city. And they wanted to see New York. They were hankering to see New York, so I took them to New York maybe the week before we left Toronto. When I left Providence, Rhode Island, I also went to visit the Touro Synagogue, because we had lived in Providence for 5 years and we had not seen the Touro Synagogue. So I took my whole family to see the Touro Synagogue in Newport. I think it's in Newport, huh? Is that where it is? Anyway, so I went to New York and we were walking in the street and there was someone dressed like a Chiquita banana. They were advertising the Chiquita bananas and he was busy just simply taking the peels, just flipping the peels on the street, grabbing the barbers just around and left and right all over the place. I think he was concerned about Mishnais and Mokama, some of the Mishpatim, but he was working with Chiquita bananas. And I went over to the gentleman, as is my wont, always interfere with people. I learned that about myself, to mind everyone else's business. Only in the chutzpah, so you have this notion, mind your own business, NYOB. Here it's changing a little bit. N-E-O-B, mind everyone's business. That's the proper approach. Anyways, I went out, what are you doing? I said, what are you throwing banana peels in the street? People can slip on the garbage bin and could trip and break their legs or who knows, fracture what or something else would happen. So what does this guy do? He gives me a look and he tells me, he says to me, I'm advertising Chiquita bananas. That's what I'm doing. But this is how he's advertising Chiquita bananas. I couldn't understand the cashier, but he didn't answer my question. But then I started it once more, and I saw already it was not a big. So right away, he takes off the Chiquita banana hat, and I saw he had his fist ready. I decided that Okadai is a big guy. I'm sure 350-pound bull-bun, hackflesh type. I wasn't going to start. I like Schwarzenegger. I like Schwarzenegger. Anyway, especially with children around, there's just a lack of seichel and a lack of yashus, and people just somehow are missing. Just don't have. I give another example. Maybe I shouldn't give these examples, but I don't understand how a guy here in Yerushalayim Rav Kodesh. I'm walking on the street the other day, and a guy's eating again. I was eating a big ice cream deal. It looked very, I was a little jealous of him. it was massive ice cream he's eating. And it's dripping all over the place. And so he sees it's dripping. Kind of he didn't have a tissue or whatever in order to clean himself up. So what does he do? And he goes over to a car was parked on the street. And his hands are all, what do you call, full of ice cream. And he wipes his hand on the car. And I cannot deal with these things. I'm very sensitive to all this. Of course, I put in my own hand. It's my job. And to make a machah up. Just in general, how people behave. It's absolutely mind-boggling. That's not your problem. So, who showed up? I'm not going to say. So he says to me, "Mi amar lacha mitarei?" No, right away. "Ma pitom shata mitarei?" "Bachayim shulim." "Tadu oti." I said, "Don't leave me alone." So what does he do? He got so angry at me. Now he takes the whole ice cream, the entire ice cream, and plastered it all in the car. Wasn't my car. He was so angry at me. So what did I do? I went like this. So basically, I told him, "Yeah, I'm doubting Hashem. We should have Rachmanus on him. People don't pakuk, dafuk, v'mtutam, v'nechaser." I got my point across. I'm from New York. I'm not afraid of that. Whatever the case is, basically, people don't matter. It's just unbelievable. Or people who drop eating the candy and just take the wrap and throw it in the street. Achmanos Adim, Lulachich, Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. People have, or even Beit Shemesh, Yer HaKodesh. Or even Muncie, Yer HaKodesh. Or New York, Yer HaKodesh. I won't go that far, whatever the case is. The answer is they're missing. And where does one get to say? I believe no one has to get it by absorbing it asmatically from models, from Babayim, from Gdol Yisrael, from great Tamil Chachamim. That's the way to get it. But it takes many years. Many people don't have it. Just lacking basic sin. I'll take you one last example, which I really shouldn't give, but I'll give it anyway. A young woman came to me. She was going out with a young man for a long time, and she's a fine young woman. She's actually a former student of mine. And that's not why she's a fine young woman, but she happens to be a student of mine. The kids are fine. The young man is a very outstanding mentor. The young man tells her, "It's Hashem, we're about to get engaged." But he's learning, he's a master, not a tremendous master. He learns all day and all night. He tells her, "Listen, I learn all day and all night. And it's Hashem, when we get married, I want to tell you my schedule. I'm going to come home Erev Shabbos. Half hour before Shabbos, the time it takes to take a shower or whatever, get ready. And at nighttime, I come home at 12 o'clock. So she's very taken aback. She says, "Well, we're getting married," she says to him. "You know, we're supposed to like talk to each other once in a while." He said, "Yeah." I says, "After 12 o'clock at night, when I come home, we can talk to each other." And in the morning, he leaves at 6:30. I don't know what he said. He goes to Davin, and that's it. He's gone the whole day. And she's doing everything. So she was just taken aback by this guy. She calls me up and says to me, what do you think of this?" I'll tell you what I think of him. He belongs, means doesn't want to be master, Chazashol, not against Hasmada. He belongs straight to Bellevue Hospital. Straight! He needs probably six psychiatrists to deal with his issue. He's off his marker. He's got more than a few scruples. Let me talk to him. So Radovich says, no. She said, "Maybe you better talk to him." And I said, "No, I'll be very calm, not very calm. Very calm fellow, very nice and moderate." So she agreed not to talk to him. So I start talking to him. I tell the guy, "Listen," he said, "first of all, if it, and tell me, you're not my rabbi. Who are you to tell me how to behave? Okay, I'm not his rabbi." I said, "Yeah, except I have, I got to be a father, probably twice over. Whatever the case, you're a young guy." He says, "A little sexy, maybe a big tamachachim. But a big tamachachim than I am. I don't claim to be any great tamachachim. But for she, sech, lechem to get married. And plus, so the chumash and gemaras, I'll bring you. What about if I bring you 15 gemaras as rise against this kind of behavior? I'm not saying you can't be a masmin, but not to talk to your wife, not to help your wife, not to interact with your wife. What in heaven's name are you getting married for?" And I said something to him, which I won't say publicly, but you can figure it out. I mean, what, you're only getting married for, etc., for wife? Anyway, there are other aspects of marriage. He was shocked that I spoke to him like this. So then he said to me, "Well, I'm going to speak to my rabbi, and I'll see if they agree with you." "Okay, fine, we'll speak to our rabbi." I said, "But if they don't agree with me, then they also probably need a little bit of assistance." Actually, there's no sechel left in the room. Anyway, he spoke to his rabbi, and they agreed with me. Sechel, that's what Ramban talks about. Sechel HaYosha. And it needs something that's terribly, terribly lacking. Often, unless the person grows up in a proper home where he has parents who are normal, and he has rabbeim who are normal, that's also not so much to find. And you have people who have a sense of moderation and balance and seichel, and that's what all these rabbans are talking about. I can quote you 20 other rabbans like this that are very short. I just chose a few here and there. That's something we have to try to develop, and it's not easy. It's not easy to develop seichel and seichel needed all the time. It's the most quality the person needs in order to govern his life, in order to be able to be an Oved Hashem.